And we are back with Business Radio X Pro Tips. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you. Lee, here's a topic close to my heart I want to learn more about, and that is free books.
Yeah, you know how important reading is to me, and I think that reading is important to anybody who's leading any type of business. Reading's great for the growth of your business. It's great for your own personal growth. And to me, it's just a way more productive way to spend your leisure time. I've been investing in books and ebooks since I was young. You know, I was buying ebooks on Amazon as soon as a Kindle was invented. But books don't have to be a financial burden, even though to me, they offer a tremendous ROI. I've mentioned the Libby app before. I think that is a great way to get access to books without paying. The Libby app is connected to your public library. If you have a public library card, you can get the Libby app, and then you can download books, you know, for free on your Kindle, on your phone, wherever you want to read. And as a bonus, you can get audiobooks there too. So you can get ebooks or listen to audiobooks, and that's no charge. Another great resource for a lot of the classic books, maybe not business books, but just the classics, especially ones that are in public domain, that's Project Gutenberg. If you Google Project Gutenberg, you'll see there's just a ton of free books out there on that website. And then there's another website called standardebooks.org. If you go there, you'll find another big pile of classic literature for free. And so please test out starting a reading habit. A great way to test it out is use one of these free resources where you don't have to pay any money, but just see if reading more books, especially classics, is a better use of your time.